Don, what was your impression at your first facing this incredible place?
Well, I didn't feel quite crazy, but it always is on the back of mine. My mind is dangerous. But we're out on, we cruise out, we're on the bank, the weather looks good. We find a place to dive, we deploy the descent line, and Bob says, "All right, suit up, we're diving." And it takes a while to get your gear ready and get your camera, but all the time you're thinking, I'm going to be diving deep. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a current? Mm-hmm. And you kind of get little butterflies in your stomach. You know, that's not to say I didn't want to go. I wanted to go, but there's always that feeling. You're in a foreign environment. And when I was down there, I never felt as if I belonged there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to leave. I'm in a serious situation. But after you get your equipment ready, you get your gear on, and they say, okay, jump off the boat, get in the water, go. All that feelings went away. Mm-hmm. Now my focus is on the task at hand. One is to get down the line and start my picture taking. Safety was always stressed. I've been on three dives where the dive was never completed. If somebody felt they didn't want to be there any longer, that's the most important thing. We terminate a dive, and that's fine. That is the most important thing. So I'm on the descent line, and Bob says, go down slowly. Do not rush down there. Let yourself get used to the depth and get used to the narcosis. We all knew we were going to be under the effects of narcosis. You get to the bottom, take a moment to look at your dive buddy, see if they're doing okay, get acclimated to the bottom, gather your thoughts, and go about your business. And that technique worked. When I was down on the bottom, I knew I was under the effects of narcosis. The first effect is tunnel vision. And because we have trained so much, you wanted to monitor your depth, you wanted to monitor your time and your air. So I would find myself doing this about every 30 seconds, looking at my gauges, looking at my depth, looking at my time. That's what my mind was programmed to do. But I continued on taking my pictures. And when I was down there, I also got this feeling there's a little bit of current flowing over the bank. It's manageable. And I do not want to follow the current flowing over the bank down into the abyss. That's in the back of your mind. But it was really not a serious thing. It's just what your mind does to you when you're under the narcosis. And I remember the bank just burst forth with all this color. You know, there's the yellow, the oranges, the purples, the reds. And that's what I'm seeing. But that's not what is there. You know, you lose all your reds, but my mind under the narcosis puts that back. And those colors might just jump out at you for a fraction of a second when your flash goes off. So that I think your mind retains that. But it was just amazing to see the abundance. There was just such a competition for a little niche where I can build a house and grow. And you just see the tunicates surrounding the hydro coral and it just taking over the neighborhood. It was just very expensive real estate, essentially. But that's one of the pictures in my mind there. And again, it's just the safety that's the most important thing. And on after your dive is completed, after 50 minutes, you just go up slowly. And the narcosis goes away. And depending on your depth, you might stop at 30 feet. we always over decompressed. Yeah. You never can go wrong by over decompressing 20, 30, and 10. And at 10 feet, I'm hanging off there. There's no more narcosis. Now I'm aware of how cold it is. You know, when you're under the narcosis, you don't feel the cold. Because I'm hanging on the T-bar, and I'm just kind of shivering. You know, I'm kind of trying to feel my fingers, see if they're still there, the numbness. And you try to take your mind off that. You might look out for any drifters, plankton, or molemolas drifting by, or you might play paper, stone, scissors with your dive buddy. But there was always somebody up topside there looking after you. There was always a safety person. And when we were on the decom, they would come down and grab our gear and just kind of look at us, make sure our pupils were okay or something. But, you know, they were just there for our safety. And finally, you got back on board. And now you have a chance to think about just what happened. But it was difficult for me because I got these terrible headaches from deep diving, I guess, from the excess carbon dioxide. It lasts for a couple hours. And I said, Bob, I don't think I'm going to dive tomorrow. In a couple hours, Bob, okay, I'll dive tomorrow. But the whole back of the boat was just filled with enthusiasm. There were people just saying, how did it go? What's, you know, give me a description, debrief, you know. People with their samples. Let's look at your samples. Let's put them in the formula and let's separate them. But I'd like to talk a little bit about the people, the divers. Now, we're on a boat full of divers, full of gear. And a lot of the people, they're somewhat new to us. But never do I remember any real conflicts. We were all just had that one point of view of what we needed to do. And it was a fun group.